Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Why did you say Jeff Gordon? What does that mean?
Because I was asking him about NASCAR.
Oh, we're having a chat about NASCAR.
I know.
Doug always walks up at the last second, and we're having a conversation, and then he gets all confused when he talks into the conversation.
Because I know we're going to talk to Ivan Eland about the situation with ISIS and Boko Haram.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon has converted, and he's now a radical Islamic terrorist.
Oh, good. Okay.
So you start that rumor.
He's going to keep running around in left-hand circles and just shooting everybody.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. How many of you go to Burger King for a meal from time to time? Raise your hands.
I've been to Burger King.
Been a long time since you went there?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Richie, Burger King?
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Right. I was just there recently because my friend Brian Whitman, who's in radio, only likes to eat at the Burger King. I mean, you could offer him to go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and he wants to go to Burger King.
Really?
So I have most recently been, and you know they have Status Fries, which are these low-fat baked French fries that were very delicious.
Really?
Well, they have dropped fountain drinks from their children's menu. They are no longer merchandising these fountain drinks as part of the Burger King children's meals. This move has been under duress. I think they did it because there are a lot of advocacy groups who are pushing McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King to stop serving this sort of thing because it's not good for, soft drinks are not good for anybody. They should drop them. They shouldn't even have them in the store. If I were running them, I would try to start something new. But then I wonder, is that the image that they have? Remember what McDonald's tried to sell you on healthy food, and that didn't work much.
I heard a fascinating news report yesterday about McDonald's.
Really? Well, their sales are sliding. They're not doing well at all.
Globally, their sales have slid 2% in the last year. Okay, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Nationally, they've slidden 4% in the last year.
It is slid. Yeah.
4% in the last year.
Yes, that's true.
Yet.
Yes.
Their Super Bowl commercial was one of the most popular commercials.
How do you explain that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what they said. They said, if people love your marketing but don't love your product, you've got big problems. And that's what they're staring at. The marketing guy from McDonald's is coming up with all these really good campaigns, and yet their sales are still sliding, and it's just because people hate you.
I don't think. Do you think they hate them?
No, they don't hate them. They just they're hip to it.
They're not. It's not customer preference anymore. That's my father's term when he was selling clothing for 40 odd years. He always used to know what customer preference was. And customer preference is just what are people telling you they want to buy. Men want to buy a white Oxford button-down shirt for dress.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pretty standard?
Yeah.
All right. What do women want to buy that's the equivalent of that? Is there anything?
The little black dress.
The little black dress, yeah.
The little black dress. Okay. And would you wear that on a first date? Jennifer?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's the go-to dress, man.
So yeah, when women want to look hot, they always wear the little black dress.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to remember whether that's ever been the case.
I have a semi-little black dress.
Semi.
Like your go-to first date outfit is corduroys and a turtleneck.
Yeah, but you know what?
I might change that if that were to be the case. I would maybe wear a... You just think it would be better? I'd make a better impression
with
if
the white
I
Oxford?
On a white Oxford shirt. And,
yeah. Where are we going on the first date? Like, if it's a fancy first date, it is so nice to see a guy in a collared. Actually, you know, on any first date, if you wear a collared shirt, I know you're serious.
What about
you show
a tie?
Up in a t-shirt? Oh, you know, tie might be a little overkill.
How in the world would you have a first date with somebody wearing
trust
a t-shirt?
Me. Oh, I have friends from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Really?
Forget that. You have this friend. I've dated many a man in t-shirts. Their first date because we meet for a drink, so we go to a sports bar and they think they can drink in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Now I think if you wear a collared shirt, you're serious. A tie might be overkill unless you're going to a really fancy restaurant, which is probably too much for a first date.
Yeah, so. A tie means you're really.
Yeah, first date is too much.
I might not trust you
restaurant?
If you show up in a tie. Yeah. Well,
really?
You don't want to do a fancy restaurant for the first date. No.
Really?
You want to do something like semi-casual.
Too much pressure.
Right. You want to do a cocktail?
Yeah.
Listen to Ken.
Also, come on. Check too high.
Yeah.
I might not like you. I don't want to spend $130.
The third date, when you're trying to seal the deal with the boom chicka boom boom, that's when you do the tie and the
third date is nice.
Third date.
Oh, that's the rule. Yeah. Third date it's for everybody's rule. Sometimes it's the fifth date, but then when you get old and desperate, it becomes third date.
Nice. There you go. Randy.
Sure, glad we're in that tie to Burger King.
I'm glad I asked that question.
Laura, aren't you glad we're not out in that scene anymore?
Yes, absolutely.
Layla, is it Layla or Layla Ali?
Layla.
Layla.
Layla, daughter of Muhammad Ali.
Love her.
Okay, undefeated in boxing, 24-0 record. Yesterday, TMZ chased her around at the L.A. Airport, and they wanted to know what her status was. She said,
she's retired.
Well, they were trying to get her. You know, this Ronda Rousey, is that how you pronounce her name? She's a UFC fighter. She beat some girl last week in Las Vegas when I was there in 14 seconds. She was in the hotel next to where I was, and the town was crazy with people that went to see that fight. And so she was asked by TMZ whether... anybody in the country like this Ronda, what's her face, could beat her, and she said, "Nope,
good for her.
I'm not a UFC fighter, and she's not a boxer." But then they kept asking her, and she said, "No woman in the world can beat me. Period. End of story."
She has a great mindset. You know, she's very into positive thinking, and that's what I really
about
her.
Don't we all have to be that way? We need to.
Yeah, nobody can beat me.
I'm going to give you some positive thinking, some positive tips on beats. Your heart is beating. Richie, you're going to get this, right? You'll see what I'm doing here.
Very good.
The beating heart. B-E-E-T-I-N-G. Your beating heart. Can we put that to music? Your beating heart. Want me to go further or not?
It's okay.
No, maybe not. There has been a really good relationship between human beings and beats for a long time. If you haven't thought about beats, I'm going to give you something to think about. It is a nutrition gold mine, rich in antioxidants and electrolytes, dietary nitrates, N-O, nitric oxide, the secret to making your body work, keeping your blood pressure where it's supposed to be or getting it to where it needs to be, the secret to getting blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ in your body. You will love Super Beats, because Super Beats do all of the things that I just outlined. There are 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beats, and there's no beet taste. There's no beet aftertaste. This is so good for your heart, your circulation, your blood pressure. You'll have an amazing day, all kinds of energy. It's courtesy of Super Beets, better than regular beets and beet juice because they are specially grown non-GMO beets. You know how important that is to me. So here's the offer for those of you who think this sounds like a good idea, and it actually ought to be every one of you. You'll take Super Beets every day. Kenny and Jennifer and Richie will be on the Super Beets. I'm on them. My new favorite.
As soon as you mail them to us.
I actually did send yours to you yesterday.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow, nice.
And I'm going to deliver personally Jennifer's and Kenny's. Call 800. I'm not going to personally deliver yours. You have to call 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Receive the free book, Beats the Odds. and free shipping, that sort of thing. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Ivan Eland is back with us again on the Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I want to talk to him about the relationship now between Boko Haram and ISIS. I think it was yesterday we were talking about this, and you wrote about it in the Huffington Post this week. The Boko Haram group pledged allegiance to the Islamic State of to ISIS. Let's get down to the bottom line here. Why? What's the story with that? What are they trying to prove?
Well, I think there have been affiliates pledge in Libya, Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, etc. And I think, it's sort of like, the hot Hollywood star. Everybody wants to hitch their wagon to them. And I think that the reason that they're hot in the jihad world is because they actually hold territory, and they're what a lot of jihad groups would like to do in their own region is to set up an Islamic state that where they have Sharia law, which is the conservative Islamic law. So I think because they've had these battlefield successes and they've set up this caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, other groups want to use their name to get funding, attract fighters from other countries, et cetera. And this is much like happened after 9/11 with al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the hot commodity among Islamist groups, and so the same thing happened. We had a lot of al-Qaeda affiliates, al-Qaeda in Iraq, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, et cetera.
What sick stuff this is. So ISIS is a threat.
It's sort of like dark marketing, but of course ISIS is an expert at videos and marketing and that sort of thing. And it really proves that the old adage that there is no bad publicity when you're chopping people's heads off, burning people in cages, and you're getting reinforced by all the media attention. Of course, you're going to do even more heinous things, and you're going to attract followers in other countries which want to sponge off your publicity. So it's sort of a dark downward spiral.
All right, so do we have anything to worry about? We're not doing anything about ISIS. We're not doing anything really about Boko Haram. I say we, the international community. So are these people going to keep growing? Will they attract enough? There's supposedly 20,000 in ISIS now. I don't know how many in Boko Haram. But they seem to be unstoppable, mostly because nobody's doing anything about it. Am I right?
Well, I think actually, unfortunately, and we're not really doing much about Boko Haram. We're training some of the other countries' militaries around that area, and I think that's actually probably the best response. Unfortunately, we're trying to do that in Syria and Iraq, and we're having there's been a little bit of success on the ground, with the Iraqi forces beating back ISIS a little bit. But the problem is we've got another as a result of our invasion of Iraq, Iran has become the big power in that region, and they're supporting militias, and those are the ones that are really effective in fighting ISIS, not the Iraqi military, which we trained for 10 years. So unfortunately, we do have some forces on the ground, and that's what you really need is local forces on the ground. Even U.S. troops, as good as they are, they don't know the area. They don't know the intelligence.
That was the problem.
They don't know the culture, et cetera. So you really need local or regional troops.
And we with them.
Most most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This for a while. Thought it would be appropriate for us to go back to this week in 1976 for a review of the top five songs, just for fun. Starting with a song Gary Wright made very popular called Dreamweaver. It was the number five song this week in 1976. Let's get a little piece of this machine. Remember it.
Starry sky. Maybe to an astral plane.
All right, we got this memory in our mind, right?
Help me.
Yep.
There. So, all right, so that's
and I'm
Gary.
Excited to get the number four, so let's keep right. going.
Let's go. Number four from this week, 1976. Eagles. It's a good song. It will have either made it to number one by this time or it will go to number one. This is one of the great tunes. The Eagles got such a great repertoire.
Ah.
This is one of them.
Awesome,
Richie.
Yeah.
Making love. Oh, no, making money. All your money making love.
Had a couple of martinis once.
In our head. It's a good variety of music from this week in 1976. Number three song goes to the Miracles. Smokey.
No, Smokey.
Just the Miracles by themselves. This is Love Machine Part 1, not to be confused with Love Machine Part 2.
I think it's high time for you. Whenever I think of you, my mind blows up you. When I look in your eyes, my meter starts to rise. And I become confused. My breath of twins and cruises. When I'm sitting next to you.
Right?
Yeah, good stuff.
Okay, from the Miracles. Number two song belongs to Eric Carmen, who had been the lead songer of the Rat Lee song. What are you doing?
Just wanted to see if you'd notice.
There's no difference between those two songs.
Oh, yeah. No. I feel the tears are going to start right now.
All by myself, Eric Carmen. You're talking about me or you? What, because we're all by ourselves? Eric Carmen had been the lead singer of the Raspberries and created a big hit with this. What are you clapping your hands for?
I'm snapping.
Why?
I'm going to judge this song up a little bit. It's depressing.
It is depressing.
All right, let's
start. Let's get to number one.
Yeah.
Another long. What are you playing this for? Are you trying to test me?
No.
This is not December 1963.
It sure isn't.
It is not.
Is that what the number one song is supposed to be?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody wrapped up the wrong song for me. Hold on a minute.
Nice.
I can get it here for you.
All right. I just want us to know and tell people that we know what the real story is. Probably if I had gone along with you, nobody would have noted I would have known the difference. And this program is all about the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us all.
Oh, what a night.
Four Seasons, number one. Crank it up, Richie.
Late December back in 63.
What a great show. Not a good show, a great show.
Yeah, yes.
The Broadway.
An awesome show.
I did not go to see the Motown.
So
which I
good.
To see. That's a good one, too.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Jersey Boys.
But there are a lot of these. The Mamma Mia show is good.
That's a good
Four
one.
Seasons good.
I want to see the Elvis one, too, with the music of Lieber and Stoller.
Yeah. I haven't seen. Is that around now?
I think it's still around.
I'd be good to see it. I would like to see that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so there we have it. Gary Wright, Dreamweaver, number 5. Eagles, Take It to the Limit, number 4. Miracles, Love Machine, number 3. Gary Carmen, All by Myself, number 2. And The Seasons, 4, with December 1963. Number 1, this week, 1976.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit Grasshopper.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour running down. Who's here? It's Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments to have his input on the report regarding testosterone therapy. A lot of people reviewing what the Mayo Clinic said last week in their report. A lot of controversy about that. What should you know as a man and/or a woman who's with a man who's taking testosterone, all of that sort of thing is important. I also may, I don't know whether this is for Jack Ritchie or whether we talk about the report on alcohol and when alcohol intake peaks. I'm shocked, frankly.
At like what age?
25.
Yeah, I can definitely concur.
Really? Well, because that's where you were? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Men generally drink more alcohol than women do, but the genders go through similar changes in their drinking habits over their lifetimes. Both men and women report a sharp uptick in alcohol intake during adolescence that peaks in early adulthood, plateaued in midlife, and then declines in older age. Is that did your mother and father, how did they do in the drinking department, Richie?
My mom and dad were social drinkers. Mm-hmm. Never drank at home, you know, type thing. But they'd go out and they'd have a couple drinks.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Kenny?
Very rarely. My dad would have a beer or two when he was cooking and something on the grill. Maybe the occasional glass of wine at home, but it was nothing more than that. Very rare.
All right. Now we get to the lush Jennifer.
come on. Actually, my answer will surprise you. When I was a kid, I don't remember my parents drinking hardly at all. Every once in a while, my dad would have a beer, like if he was working outside. My mom might have a glass of like that boxed white Zin. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I don't remember seeing them drink very often. And then my dad, you know, in my teenage years, he started getting into wine. So then I would see him drink wine.
Yeah.
But not until I was a teenager. And I know, like, my dad was a total dork. He did not party at all during college or any or high school or anything like that.
Friends because we were dorks.
Yeah, but my mom, now, on the other hand, she was the more wild of the two.
Really?
Yeah, let me tell you something.
She was a hippie. She would, I think she liked
the party. I've left the table with you and your dad with several bottles of wine empty.
Yeah.
Now,
because we like wine. Right. Yeah, but that was not... When I was a kid, he would have, like, maybe I'd have... I mean, he never drank wine. He had a beer here and there, or, you know, but that was it.
All right, so this is a study of 60,000 people over a 34-year period, 1979 to last year. It's the first time this kind of extensive data on drinking behaviors has been put together. That it was interesting to move from beyond the people in their 20s that are drinking most of the alcohol. The average 25-year-old man drinks 10 drinks a week. Women drink about 4 to 5 drinks at the same age. Women's intake on the average less than men's. Let's see here. People drank less as they reached middle age. By the time they were 60, men reported drinking an average of 3 to 5 drinks of beer a week. By 70, women reported drinking about 1 to 2 drinks a week. That's fairly... I just find that stuff sort of fascinating. Looking at people all over Europe and our country. So that's that story. That's that study. Anyway, here's something that maybe have... legs. We were talking earlier about gun registrations being down, and I probably should have put this story with that conversation. The story from Nevada about a mother named Valerie Wilson, who went to the Nevada State Assembly Judiciary Committee last week because she wanted to support a bill proposed to amend a state law that blocks her husband and her from having foster children because they have permits to carry loaded firearms and keep the guns in their Las Vegas home. She said she was heartbroken because we had to choose between having foster children and having loaded guns in the house. Who thinks that's okay? Not okay?
I don't know.
The story at DougStefan.com.
Here's the gig.
Yes, Richie?
My kids... I can raise them and teach them how to handle and what the proper behavior is in a house with guns. And if you bring in a child that's going to be with you for 6 months, a year, maybe that's harder to do and maybe that's what they're looking at.
Well,
could be.
Okay. These kids who are foster children, lots of them bring so many problems.
Yep.
Yeah,
drug problems, mental problems.
Mental problems, too, sure.
And a lot of it you don't know when you first get them.
So is that an argument for or against? I mean, again, if the kid gets out of control, you need a gun? Or is it we don't want to have the guns around because the kids are out of control?
That's
why the law's in place now, so that you don't have guns.
It is. So is there much chance of them changing that?
I'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Don't you wish we could just have common sense so that we didn't have to have so much legislation?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
When the government wouldn't have to get involved because we would know to lock up our guns if we have them in the house with someone who's not mentally right or needs a little extra help.
Speaking of not mentally right, the story of these two women who came from California, if I remember correctly, they defaced the Colosseum in Rome.
They were Californian.
Markers or something. They chiseled.
They carved their names.
Initials,
you know what they should do to these
and then they
people?
Did a selfie.
They're idiots.
They should throw them down in the pits and feed them to the lions.
God.
Huh? That's why people hate Americans. For that exact reason, because we're just so stupid and arrogant when we go overseas.
The arrogance of this guy.
When you go there. I sat there all day long.
It's history.
It is an amazing feeling, an amazing place to be,
place,
to see the Colosseum, and just to see what took place there. And it's just how somebody can do this.
Well, I just don't know when, I mean, it's about themselves.
Yes.
But it's so basic. It's like stupid gang members that have to graffiti everything. It's like leaving your pee on a mark. I mean, it's dogs peeing on their property so that they know where they belong. I mean, it's just, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
That's fine. Get them out of here.
More
of that, though.
I mean, oh, I'm sure there is. They just got caught.
Nobody catches people doing that stuff. Here's
how they got caught.
They got caught how?
Because they took a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the carving.
Right.
And posted it on Facebook.
Once again, there you go.
Brilliant. At work.
Yeah. Here's the story of another discovery. This is from the era of Alexander the Great. Cavers have found some treasure in Israel. The fellows Hen Zakai, who's the explorer, recently went out looking around with his father and a friend of theirs, members of the Israeli Caving Club. They spotted shiny silver objects. One of the most well-hidden stalactite caves in northern Israel is where they were. As they moved in for a closer look, he found two ancient silver coins stashed inside a little nook. Coins were meant to be hidden, perhaps to be retrieved at a later date. They've been in this cave for 2,000 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine? They found there have to have been other people gone. They just didn't see this. They were minted during the reign of Alexander the Great, who conquered this area in late 4th century B.C. One side of the coin is an image of Alexander the Great. The other side has an image of Rich McFadden. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is Zeus. Sitting on his throne.
That's right, Rich McFadden.
Yeah, sitting
on his throne.
I just have a different throne.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah, you bring your newspaper to yours, right?
You know that ISIS is destroying all of the ruins in Iraq.
Yep, they're getting rid of all the antiquities.
And just knocking over statues. Thousands of you just totally destroying things.
Yeah.
Now they're going into Iraq, and they are burying these museums in sand. And just saying, okay, if we just kill the access to the place, they won't be able to get to it to destroy it. Right. So they're just walking up to the museum and just burying it in sand and saying, okay, hopefully they won't even see it. They won't be able to get access to it.
With these people.
I don't know.
That's what you're dealing with. 17 before the hour, we'll deal with the testosterone study, which has a lot of people concerned about what they're doing, what they ought to be doing. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a moment with his update. And I think those of you who are men in your 40s, like Richie and Kenny's age and beyond, you all want to listen to this. Stand by for it, and it'll be in your ears next year on Good Day.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street Casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. 14 before the hour now, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us on the Good Day program. He has the ForbiddenDoctor.com website, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. There's a free ebook on vaccinations that gets into the science and not just the hype around that subject. You can sign up for it by signing up for the ForbiddenDoctor.com. It is part of what you get. There's a lot of information that comes there. It's not the traditional information. And that's why I decided we ought to have Jack talk about this FDA statement on testosterone, which contradicts a lot of medical experts. You'll remember last week, perhaps, the FDA released a statement which basically put some experts at Harvard and the Mayo Clinic at odds with them. Now, this is pretty unusual. Testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk was a Mayo Clinic proceeding that was published earlier this year. There's an article also in Science Daily featuring Harvard urologist Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler, and he rejects the linkage between testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk. That's basically what the FDA is saying, Jack, that if you take too much, if you've got too much testosterone or you take too many testosterone therapeutic, whether you get shots or you take the capsules, whatever it is, it could cause a heart attack. What do you think about all of this?
Well, anytime you reverse the processes of nature by flooding the body with some outside steroidal hormone, like something as powerful as testosterone, you're going to overwhelm the body's natural endocrine balance by doing these kinds of things. The whole idea behind the therapy we use in our office is to build the organs from the inside out with proper nutrition aimed at those organs so the body can regulate its own endocrine balance. It's something just as simple. I'll be 65 this year. And for guys, yeah, well, thank you. And for guys my age, if you want to increase your testosterone because you know you're putting on too much fat, your muscles are starting to get weak, if you just go work out 2 or 3 days a week for a half an hour at a time, resistance training, you will naturally build your testosterone levels back up. But when you start taking shots or you're using patches or you're taking some other form of testosterone therapy, you are putting a very powerful hormone into the system that the system has to, through its positive and negative feedback mechanisms, have to deal with. So it's got to alter this particular hormone, or it's got to build this particular hormone up, because you have these regulatory systems in your brain that's watching this stuff all the time. And if a sudden flood of a very powerful hormone shows up, same thing with HRT with women, with estrogen therapy. As soon as these things start showing up in the body has to start responding to it. It's not like you're just, well, these roses over here need a little more water, and these strawberries over here need more sun. It's not that simple. You have such complex systems regulating these levels inside the body that anytime you throw it a curveball, there's going to be some problems. And this is one of the times when I definitely do agree with the FDA. Because when you're doing these kinds of things that upset the natural balance inside the body, sometimes there's hell to pay. And it can have cardiac problems.
It can have pancreatic problems. You could have some vestiges of embryonic tissue inside your body from your fetal development inside your mother's womb that's still just hanging around waiting for that little signal down the road. And for a lot of guys, it's a testicular kind of thing, so that when this growth hormone shows up, like testosterone is, suddenly you can have some explosive tissue growth that you don't want. So I, you know, my whole idea behind the female and male reproductive therapy, as far as the endocrine glands are concerned, we target these organs with nutritional concentration to get them back online. And it can take anywhere from a few months to 2 or 3 years, but the body will respond when it's given the micronutrients that it needs. And part of the problem that we're suffering from in this country today, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, most of these things can be linked back to micronutrient starvation.
All right, there's Dr. Jack Stockwell agreeing with the FDA. That's going to be a first.
Yeah.
The ForbiddenDoctor.com website, the free book on vaccinations. Get it all. Sign up at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Chris Isaac from the Nicolas Cage movie Wild at Heart, Wicked Game. The song was number one in the movie was during this week in 1991. So we have that as we get into movie music and movie moments. The story about the Marvel movie marathon coming up. Chuck Curry is here with the movie news. We have our contest, which we'll give you these audio for right now. You'll figure it out and become qualified for our drawing on the 24th, which is 2 weeks from today, Richie, right?
Yep, 2 weeks from today.
Right around here.
We'll give away the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. You get qualified for that if you can identify this movie.
Why have you waived your right to an attorney, Mr. Mill?
Why did you think I wouldn't want one?
I told them you wouldn't want to hide.
I have nothing to hide.
All right. Very well-known movie. Sort of put this lady on the map. Big star. And so the two of them together played this well. Scary movie. I saw a little bits and pieces of it. I didn't see the whole thing. All right. So what is it?
You just gave it away. Thank you.
I did? 888-302-3684. Well, those are the people who aren't good at figuring these things out. You've got to give everybody a chance. All right. Here's the next clip.
No smoking in this building.
What are you going to do? Arrest me. Smoking?
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Her birthday is today. She's 57. That's why we're focused on her. Last clip, Richie.
I'd have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing and then kill somebody the way I described it in my book. I'd be announcing myself as the killer. I'm not stupid.
All right, not stupid. Yeah. Got it? Everybody's got that, right? 888-302-3684.
She
Jennifer,
pretty
you
much
got it?
Got it.
This was her career, this movie.
No.
That made her famous. There's no doubt about
famous,
that.
But it's not. She's been in plenty of other stuff. But she maybe not been as good for whatever the reason. So that's. I remember seeing her in King Solomon's Mines. You remember that?
Actually, I believe that was one of her first films. I actually believe one of her very first films.
Schwarzenegger.
Was Police Academy 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the movie news in a moment here. You'll be calling 888-302-3684 if you have the identity of the movie, and then we'll keep chugging along here on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get right to the answer for the contest. Here is Andrew calling into Good Day. Hi, Andrew.
How you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Great.
All right, what's the name of this movie?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct with Michael Douglas, Sharon Stone, 57 today, if you can believe that. All right, so you qualify for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort in Colorado Springs. Hold on for just a second, get the information about that. Chucker, what do you make of the news? There's going to be a 29-hour Marvel movie marathon at various locations around the country, AMC theaters. I think, is it all at the AMC theaters?
Not at all of them. It's select ones. Let's be honest with you. You sit 29 hours to watch superhero movie. I mean, I might watch a couple, but I'm not going to watch. There's no way I'm going to watch 29 hours straight of any movie.
All right, our poll today.
Unless they show the Poseidon Adventure Towering Inferno Earthquake, then I might make an exception there.
Our poll today: which Marvel movie series is your favorite? Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, X-Men, Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, or the Avengers? Give us the poll from your perspective at DougSteffen.com. All right, what big story do you have today, Chucker?
Interesting story that broke yesterday. Sony Pictures sort of made an announcement of a shared Ghostbusters universe concept. We're going to have the female Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy starring, heading up the cast, directed by Paul Feig, who did Bridesmaids. But they also plan on developing a male Ghostbusters, possibly starring Chatham Tanning and Chris Pratt. They've hired the Russo brothers, the directors of Captain America 2. Very talented guys. I guess the game plan would be to combine the characters in one movie a little bit down the road. So
there it is. Movie news, Chuck Curry here.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.